Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling, Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Very, very busy night for a lot of media outlets, Scott. I can tell you from a newspaper point of view what that was like. And I want to welcome in Ann Emmerich from WLNS-TV, Channel 6 in Lansing. Hello, Ann. How are you?
Hi, Jack. I'm great. How are you doing?
Just fine. Where are you as we speak?
I'm actually in my car. I just left the station after covering the polls all day, and I'm going to take my three boys to dinner.
Oh, good for you. Something tells me you're not done for the day, though.
No. The real work begins.
Take us through what election night, even a primary election, is like at Channel 6.
Very, very busy. We have people working strange shifts, people all across the state. This year we've paired up with other stations across the state so we can give viewers better coverage. We have reporters from stations in Grand Rapids, Saginaw, Detroit, all kind of working together to share resources so we can kind of be everywhere. So tonight when you tune in at 11, you're going to see reporters with every gubernatorial candidate, and our own Tim Skubick will be in Detroit as well, Skyping.
Tim Skubick, a frequent guest here on 1320 WILS. And do you have cut-ins through the night? If this is over early, would you break in? Would you have a crawl on the bottom? How late would you go?
Yes, we will have a break-in. If there's something to announce, we will certainly break in to announce it for you. We will have crawls at the bottom of your screen, but if you want to keep real up to date, you can go to our website, and we will have scrolling information to keep up with the vote. It's all computerized, so it'll have what the precincts are reporting to us as we get it.
In terms of the length of time that this could go tonight, some people think this Republican race could last a long time before all the counting is done and all the checking of the counting is done. Something tells me David Letterman may not start at 11:35.
You know, it'll be interesting to see. I was just talking with our assistant news director before I left about it, and I know Tim Skubick has his theories that he shared with some people on what he thinks might happen. I haven't talked with Tim about those, but I think everybody's all over the board on it. They really don't know what to expect, including the voters. And when I went out to the polls today, the voters, a lot of them that I talked to, they weren't as concerned with the governor's race because they were kind of, you know, most of them were there for the issues
right. In
their communities. But they were all very interested in what would happen with the governor's race. And they said, oh, I'm going to vote for somebody, but I'm not really sure what's going to happen.
Right.
So it's kind of a weird race.
And you and I have never talked politics, and you do a great job of being neutral whenever you are on the air. You're a professional reporter, and that's the way it should be. But when you are covering an election like this, and there are seven candidates out there, obviously you have to have some that you like better than others personally. And when you are covering a race like this, do you feel for some of them? Do you think, you know, that guy would have made a good governor?
I think, you know, as a person, you kind of, and you probably know this as well, when you're on the job, all of that is out the door, and then you go home and you have your personal private thoughts.
Right.
And a lot of, I don't know all of the candidates. I've only met a few. Of course, I know Lansing Mayor Virge Bonaro very well because I've covered him.
Yes.
Interviewed Andy Dillon. So I know them better than I know some of the other candidates. But I don't know them on a personal level. I just know them on a professional level.
Right.
So, you know, I think that takes my personal feelings out of it.
Yes.
But as a voter myself, being a little more in the trenches than most people who never get to meet these people, you know, I guess I would have a different view.
Well, you know Virge Bonaro.
Compared to others.
You know,
yes,
Virge.
Yes, I do.
And there are certain matchups here that would mm-hmm. be very interesting and an awful lot of fun to covering, and you'd have to wear a fireproof suit.
Well, he definitely is very fun to interview, and always, you know, I've never had a problem with him talking to him. He gives great sound bites.
Yeah.
He's very energetic, and you know, he's not afraid of the media. He's very media friendly. And, you know, I think he's a spunky guy. And I think if he wins tonight, he will give us a lot to talk about over the next few months. And, you know, same with Andy Dillon. He has a lot to say when you can, you know, of course he was a little more guarded in his last position as more so than Mayor Bernero, but, you know, I think it's going to be very interesting.
I had a chance to moderate Lansing Economic Club panel discussion with mayors and township supervisors a year ago. And I warned Virch before we started. I said, now I've got an egg timer here, and I'm going to have a buzzer hooked up to your seat. So once you go more than 15 seconds over the allotted time, plan on the electric shock. And he was pretty good, but that's pretty close. I can count at least three times on this show where I think he has talked right through the break and into the local news.
I believe it, because I know when I've interviewed him, he will go off, and sometimes I let him go because I'm usually taping him, and I get the luxury of coming back and picking out what I want out of everything he said. So sometimes I'll let him go on because he'll say the same thing, but he'll say it in a more succinct way the second time around, which is what a lot of people will do. But he was live on our morning show this morning, and they said, wow, we couldn't believe it. He just talked the amount of time we needed him to talk, and then he stopped and let us go on a question. And so he's obviously reeling himself in.
Well, there are some political candidates and some races where they seem to be recycled. It's like Chupin and Sons just came by and picked them up. But in this case, I think we do have some characters, and we have some interesting philosophies, and looking forward to this general election as well. And we look forward to your coverage tonight on WLNS, and of course, watching you on the weekends as a 6 news anchor.
Yes, and thank you.
Ann Emmerich.
Thanks for having me.
WLNS Television, our guest. A reminder that you can hear local results all night here on 1320 WILS. And I know a lot of you are going to want to catch local newscasts and follow that as well. So there will be no shortage of information coming tonight. We will be back in just a couple of minutes. And we have some information, Scott, that we're going to be talking about. You're going to be sharing with us. And we're going to be chatting with Joe Rexrode. If you're a Michigan State basketball fan, not just a football fan, if you're an MSU basketball fan, don't go away. This is big stuff coming up, and we'll talk with Joe in just a couple minutes, and he is fresh from Chicago and the Big Ten kickoff meetings. We'll be right back with more Ebling and You, 1320 WILS.